celebrating 50 years of KBEM, I'm Sam Keenan. Here's a blast from our past. From 1980 to 1982, Thomas Kolfkin was part of the student program that ran the station. He had the top-rated show on the air at the time. Then KBEM was broadcasting from the basement of the Miller Vocational Building on 11th Street and 3rd Avenue downtown.
Went the whole 3 years, so that was pretty cool. I was at Minneapolis Washburn, and for the 3 years, I had enough credits where I could do something else, and I thought, well, let's get into this.
The students had to stay ready for news updates.
They had the news machine. They had AP and UPI, and those were done on teletypes, actually. So those were going all the time. And if there was like a major story that came in, then it would send off like a old telephone bell. So you'd be like, oh, something's going on. But it was so loud that they had to have it in a room by itself with a insulated door because of the teletypes are just constantly going.
They also got information from a live feed from ABC Radio. They had two broadcast rooms and one production room, as well as a tucked away table with a couple microphones for interviews. The students learned how to announce on the air, read the news and weather, as well as sportscasting and long on-air shifts. They learned to record and edit on reel-to-reel machines, Scully 280s and 3M Olensacks, cutting and splicing tape by hand. And they spun music on turntables with 4,000 records to choose from. They played classical music in the mornings with some national public radio programming in the afternoon, including a show called Firing Line.
And then at 4 o'clock is when we did our stuff, which was it was called the Going Home Show, and that was popular music. So we did that from 4 to 6:30. And that was strictly done by the students.
The records they played were labeled with colored stickers, red, green, and blue, which helped them put together sets of music for an enjoyable listening experience.
Blue was a slow tempo, green was middle of the road, and then red was kind of like the dance and the R&B and stuff like that, and high energy. I played a lot of that.
Thomas also learned the old on-air ID.
Which is, non-commercial radio from Minneapolis Public Schools, KBEM FM. 88.5, and then I'd say we are first on your FM dial.
He once got to interview Don Fraser after he won the 1982 mayoral election. He was offered a couple of positions in broadcasting in North Dakota, but he said it was too far and too cold.
At 17 years old, you're like, no.
Yeah.
Thomas didn't go on to a career in broadcasting. He's currently working as a 911 dispatcher in Florida. Thanks, Thomas, and thanks to our listeners for keeping us around so long. This little vignette is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. From the folks at Jazz 88, thank you for your listenership, and here's to another 50 years.